Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
It's Sunday morning. It's Wendy Snyder here, and This Week in Health is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Let's say hello to Dr. Santina Wheat, Program Director, McGaw Northwestern Family Medicine Residency at Delnor Hospital. Good morning, Dr. Wheat.
Good morning. Happy Sunday.
A happy, beautiful Sunday. Are you loving this weather or what?
I do love this weather. Yes, it's like perfect. I hope it stays this way for a while.
I know the humidity has been off the charts lately, so this is super. All right. I put together a list of things I wanted to discuss with you, and 312-981-7200, listeners, you can text or call in. You know, you think of summer, you think of spending time out in the sun, and then since I'm a hypochondriac, I go all the way to melanoma. I've had a friend pass away from it. I've had family members who have it and get it removed. If it's caught early, it doesn't have to be fatal. But now I was hearing about this experimental vaccine for melanoma. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so this is a vaccine that is specific for people that have already been diagnosed with melanoma. And it's an mRNA vaccine where they take a part of the melanoma and create a vaccine specific to that individual person to help prevent the melanoma from coming back. And as you already mentioned, if it's caught early, then you can decrease the risk of it coming back. But this extra step might even help even more so that you have less to worry about it coming back. And so it's really exciting to think of a customized vaccine for an individual that can prevent cancer.
So it's not just a preventative measure for everyone. It's for someone who has already had melanoma.
That's correct. And this isn't the only vaccine that they're looking at like this. There are some other ones that they're looking at for other types of cancer, which really could change how we treat cancer in helping people prevent recurrence and staying healthy for much longer.
So does melanoma have a high recurrence rate? Does it, once you get it, are you more prone to continue to have spots?
Unfortunately, it does. And if it comes back, then the prognosis is not quite as good than if it's caught early the first time. So if we're really able to prevent that from coming back, it can really be a game changer and save people's lives.
Something that my friend who passed away from it was on the top of his head. And we don't think about that. I slather sunscreen on. I have a redheaded son. When he was a baby, I think I went through, 10 bottles of sunscreen if we ever made it to the beach. And you don't think about your head. And I'm out there gardening all the time. Mm-hmm. So hats are very beneficial. Melanoma can happen anywhere, right?
It really can. I 100% agree with you. Hats are really important. The top of the head, sometimes on the ears where you can't see, is another place. Melanoma really can happen anywhere. So really thinking about covering all parts of sun-exposed skin, even hands and the bottoms of your feet are things that we worry about with this one. So really prevention is key when we can do that. And so, like you said, hats, clothes that cover, and then any parts that are still sun-exposed, absolutely sunscreen.
And is this more frequent in baby boomers? Because I never wore a lick of sunscreen growing up. It was just baby oil.
You know, it is more frequent in anyone who spends a lot of time out in the sun. And so out in the sun without protection. And so I also, not just baby boomers, but think of people that work outside and yeah, don't remember to reapply or get hot and take off that protective clothing. So really, we probably will see hopefully less of it as sunscreen and covering becomes part of the normal. When I was at the beach this year, seeing more people in long sleeves and hats while they were at the beach was reassuring. Obviously not like heavy clothes, but like the rash guards, the swimwear that have the SPF. So hopefully we will be protecting this next generation.
And tanning beds can cause melanoma as well, right?
Yeah, the UV rays from tanning beds are also not safe, and so really do not encourage people to use them. If you really want to have that tan look, I'd rather you consider like a self-tanner, but really doing your best to protect your skin so that there's no damage.
I highly recommend the Jergens Deep Dark Foam. That's what I use, and it's pretty realistic. You don't look orange. They've come a long way, and they don't smell like potatoes. There's a weird potato theme going around here, Dr. Wheat. We smelled potatoes earlier, and it turned out to be microwave popcorn. But the old self-tanners, really, like when it dried on you, they smelled like raw potatoes to me. So I don't know. I have a potato obsession. We are going to take a quick break, and then we'll continue talking with Dr. Santina Wheat. It's This Week in Health, and if you have any questions or comments, 312-981-7200. It's Wendy here on a Sunday morning, and we're talking to Dr. Santina Wheat. And all right, so we were talking about melanoma, Dr. Wheat, and Marge texted in at 815 saying she went to the dermatologist. Her dermatologist sent her to another one. Right hand of her ring finger had to be amputated to the first knuckle. The doctor said this is the only, he's only seen this once in his whole practice of 40 years. Her fingernail had come away from the bed completely. And he asked if I had been to a nail salon. I said yes. And this was the result of what happened. They checked my lymph nodes. Things were good so far. It's been 2 years. I still have very much of a feeling in the finger. That's what's left of her finger. But melanoma can happen anywhere. And if you see something that looks weird in your skin, your nails, your hair, dermatologist would be the best answer, right?
Absolutely. And if you can't get into the dermatologist, you can absolutely start with a family doctor like me. We often will do biopsies in the clinic to help speed up your treatment. And so really, whoever you can talk to. And as far as the fingernails and like the toenails, if you see a darkening underneath your nails that's not going away, that's not growing out with that nail, then that's absolutely a reason to reach out to your doctor.
I did a stupid thing yesterday, and I smashed my toe, and there's a giant bruise by the nail bed. Is that something, what should I be worried about with that? Just let it grow out and make sure that's not going to cause melanoma.
That's not going to cause melanoma, absolutely not. The thing I would be most worried about is if the bruise gets, the bruising is bleeding, and so if all the blood gets caught underneath there, then that can be pretty painful. So if it continues to get painful, it looks like it's collecting, it's a reason to go in.
Podiatrist time.
A hole in your nail, and let it out. But hopefully you don't need that. Hopefully it resolves quickly.
And it'll just grow out and look funky for a while.
Yes, it will.
I'm kind of clumsy sometimes. David is on the line. Hi, David. This is Dr. Wheat.
Hey, good morning, guys. You were mentioning melanoma on the top of the head. My mom, in the last 2 weeks, was diagnosed with some melanoma on top of her head through her dermatologist. So my first question was, why not the cancer doctor? You know, she goes, well, I'm going to go see the cancer doctor. So she's got a procedure scheduled to have it removed. So I think they just basically scrape and then take a microscopic look, and they keep scraping until it's gone, right? Or, you know, from a dermatology standpoint, can you walk me through that or educate me a little bit?
Yeah, so depending on how large it is, the dermatologist is the right person to take it out. Sometimes they'll do a minor surgery and take a piece. They'll also see how deep it goes. And so it's not always just a scraping. It really depends on the person. And your mom is right. We usually do this in conjunction with a couple of doctors. So the dermatologist taking care of the surgery part and making sure that there's no other spots, and then the oncologist managing whatever medication or chemotherapy type treatment would be part of that. So it's really a combination. And everybody's treatment is different based on how far it is.
Gotcha. Thanks. Do they also, like, will they have to check their lymph nodes to see if it's spread anywhere? Anything? I mean, any other precautionary things?
Absolutely. That's all they'll look to see how deep it is. And as you just mentioned, see if it's moved to any lymph nodes, because that definitely changes how they do the treatment.
Okay.
Gotcha. David.
Go ahead. No, Wendy, no, I'm just talking.
No, go ahead. Hey, listen, this is your mom. You're worried about her. We understand that. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was just, you know, it's all very new. And my wife has had, you know, where they scraped her nose, but then it went away. So I just told her there's a procedure. They're going to scrape it and take pictures of it until it's gone. But I'm just worried about the longer term, you know, prognosis of the melanoma. Like, is there a stage of it? Like, this is a one out of 10, this is a 9, or is this a 5, or is this minor? You know overall.
What? Yeah. So it depends. So it depends on how deep it is, and it depends on if it's moved to lymph nodes, and that changes the prognosis of it. What you're describing with your wife with the spray might actually be a different type of lesion, because there's actually several different types of skin cancer. And so some of them we treat with a cryotherapy spray, which is what I believe you're describing. And some of them we treat primarily by completely removing them. The melanoma is more of the really removing it one. And so the treatment will look a little bit different than what your wife has experienced most lately. And then once they stage it, then they'll be able to say, this is what it looks like going forward. This is how much treatment you need. This is how much do we need to go back and take any more of the lesion. So it's hard to say without them doing those procedures to see how far it is.
And they keep going. Do they keep going until they get everything on the surface? So, David, you will know much more after the surgery, and think positively for your mom. We wish her the best.
Will do, Wendy. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. A lot of melanoma questions this morning. Had melanoma, says 630, so I need another cancerous removal before a vaccine can be created for me? I don't really understand the question.
I think that the question is, so with this vaccine that we're talking about, at least I think this is the question, they're taking some piece of that cancer, yes, and creating, I want to say, like antibodies to it, so that the body knows to fight it when those dangerous cancer cells show up. And so they use a part of that. This is not 100% approved yet, but this is something hopefully that will be available soon for people who have melanoma.
Okay, and 949 wanted to know if we could talk about the new melanoma vaccine, which we did, so you are just joining us. But it's not people at risk, it's for people who have already had melanoma, just to clarify, correct?
Exactly.
All right, a lot of melanoma questions. I mean, we are all worried about it now, and is it more common, or are we just hearing about it more?
You know, I want to say both, primarily because you already mentioned there was a group of people or a generation that spent a lot of time sunbathing. They spent a lot of time in the sun. And also people are living longer now. And so that means that there's more time for that to happen. And so I also think people are more aware of it, so they're looking for it and hopefully finding it early and living longer with this diagnosis.
All right. I think we have time for one more question. Eli, do we have this listener? God, I didn't realize this has affected so many people. And again, if I really go to the dermatologist, sometimes I'm a little late, but I try to go at least once a year on their recommendations. Sometimes you have to come back sooner, but it's really important to get your skin checked. That's all I'm going to say. Roberta, you wanted to jump in, perhaps to help David out. He was worried about his mom.
Right. Real quickly, I did actually have a Mohs surgery last fall. And it was at the top of my head and it went really deep. It wasn't an easy thing to do, but I had, you know, a great specialist. But what he ended up doing was not because they had to shave my hair on the top, of which every woman wants.
Yeah.
But in the end, they did not put stitches in. They put staples in my head. I ended up with 23 staples.
Wow.
Which ended up coming out, I want to say at least about a month to 5 weeks later. And the reason why he did that is then my hair was able to grow back. So maybe keep that in mind to say that to a doctor, but it wasn't just a regular dermatologist. It was the dermatologist that sent me, you know, onto a specialist.
Yeah.
And but I thought I would share that because I never really knew that. I just thought my head was going to be bald on the top of my head the rest of my life. But he said no when they took it out, and having those staples taken out, it didn't hurt at all. It was just kind of like, pop, pop, pop.
Excellent.
Yes, and my hair is growing back.
That's
so
beautiful. And what's your prognosis? How are you doing, Roberta?
I'm fine.
I am
absolutely fine. And, you know, I'll go back in a year and just, you know, be checked again, and which is always recommended by any dermatologist, you know, to be checked unless you find something, you know, suspicious earlier that you're like, okay, this doesn't seem right. You know, I wouldn't hesitate to, you know, make another appointment earlier. But but I just wanted to share that. So have a great day, and thank you both very much.
Continued good luck to you, Roberta. Thank you for sharing.
You're doing well.
Thank you. Bye bye.
See, that's what I love, Dr. Wheat, is when we can all help each other. And David, I sure hope you were still listening and possibly bring up the staple route if that's where your mom's situation ends up. Well, this has been your Melanoma Minute. We've been talking about it. It's very important. I'm a little bummed out we couldn't talk about this exercise pill. Maybe next week we could talk about
that. Sure, we can get to it next week. Absolutely. I look forward to it.
Thank you so much, Dr. Wheat. Have a great weekend. She's Dr. Santina Wheat, Program Director, McGaw Northwestern Family Medicine Residency at Del Norte Hospital.